to me, actually, the common thread that cuts across them, when you talk about the power of data and technology to help improve health, is a really key equation that's beginning to lock in, which is that incentives plus information equal transformation.
Okay, that one you have to explain.
Yeah. So incentives, what I mean there is that starting with the High Tech Act, that the federal government, in terms of its health IT investment, isn't reimbursing people for the purchase of electronic health records, right? It's not actually paying for the adoption of health IT. It's actually paying for the meaningful use of health IT, which is a really revolutionary approach. What it says is, look, you know, we're not going to pay you just because you install software. We're going to pay you actually for the meaningful use of that software to improve care for patients. And so the Office of the National Coordinator and the Centers for Medicare and Medicare Services have promulgated the first edition of that for 2011. It'll keep actually being updated and escalated in terms of power in 2013, 2015. And the whole idea is that doctors and hospitals can earn substantial bonuses for meaningful using health IT. To track patient care, to implement clinical decision support, to do drug and drug allergy check, et cetera, which makes care better.
Two questions.
Yeah.
Are the products out there that they can purchase for reimbursement to enable this in the first place?
Yes, there are. And what's really exciting about the meaningful use strategy to me on that front is that it not only sends a signal to doctors and hospitals that we want meaningfully used health IT in place, right? The meaningful use of health IT to happen, it sends a signal to the health IT industry that we want meaningfully usable health IT. And so there are substantial improvements that have already been made in electronic health records to help doctors really manage the health of their patient populations and take better care of their patients and exchange information with each other. Certified products that are out there, actually, that folks can adopt. And so that's very exciting. And so that's part one of the incentive equation, is
right.
Meaningful use.
Now, meaningful use itself, what does that mean and who decides it?
So meaningful use has been produced through a very public process, through a ton of dialogue, led by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The 2011 version is now out. Officially, and the world's mobilizing to deliver on it. Processes will begin to actually update the definition for 2013 and then for 2015 after that. Again, a very open, very public process to make sure that the definition is the right one to benefit the American public.
We're talking with Todd Park. He is the CTO, Chief Technology Officer of Health and Human Services. And what effect has all of this had on the agency itself? And we know what effect it's had on the healthcare profession and will. But what are you doing differently in HHS, which was already a big systems, big data agency?
Yeah. Well, HHS is extraordinarily excited by the opportunity that we have to be helpful. And the entire agency is mobilized against delivering on high tech and the Affordable Care Act and other programs that actually can all sync up to help improve health. And just to continue on that track, on the incentive side of the equation, there's not just high tech, right? But part two of that is the payment reform provisions in the Affordable Care Act. Because at the end of the day, right, shifting how we pay for care from paying for just volume of services to paying for health and paying for value, which is what the Affordable Care Act enables and mobilizes us to do, is just a phenomenally important shift, because so many of the most useful applications of data and technology to help improve health are basically dependent upon the care delivery system really being rewarded for improving health. That's where actually you can use technology to coordinate care. That's a situation in which you can use data tracking to help understand the health of your patients and actually where there may be gaps in care and to help intervene to keep them healthy. And so that piece of the Affordable Care Act, I think, is particularly relevant, particularly exciting when it comes to data and technology being leveraged to improve care.
Now, is this something that's only going to be between doctors and HHS, or can the public eventually see the outcomes data and maybe even the provider-by-provider information?
So there it actually leads to the information part of the equation. We think that what we're calling data liberación is an incredibly important part of what's necessary to help transform
freeing
health.
The data.
Yes, freeing the data. So HHS already has actually just enormous amounts of data on everything from smoking rates to obesity rates to food, drug, and device recalls to hospital readmissions, hospital quality, patient satisfaction with hospitals.
Yeah, because you've had a hospital site for many, many years.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. And the big difference is we're now actually engaged in an open government campaign to take the underlying data sets and actually liberate them. In machine-readable form, free of charge, free of intellectual property constraint, and marketing the availability of that data to innovators across the country to help turn into a broad set of applications and services that are useful to consumers and to providers and to employers and to communities to help them make better decisions. And so the fundamental recognition that we're having is that, look, no matter who you are, right, even if you're HHS, which is colossal, right, you have to recognize that most of the smart people in the world don't work for you, right? And just like NOAA, for example, right, liberated weather data, and then got a whole bunch of private sector innovation to turn it into the Weather Channel, weather.com, iPhone weather apps, et cetera, right? We believe that actually liberating health data, again, respecting rigorously, super rigorously, privacy, other key considerations, liberating health data is already spawning innovative application development to help unleash the same kind of benefit in health.
And what can we see in 2011?
Yeah, well, actually, on the data front, there's already stuff that's going on that's very exciting. So, for example, we launched earlier this year our Community Health Data Initiative, where for the country, states, regions, and counties, we've been releasing and marketing the availability of easier-to-use forms of data on public health performance, healthcare performance, determinants of health. That's already being turned into applications that by a broadening range of innovators that include community health dashboards to help you see what's going on in your community and what you can do to help improve it. Integration of hospital patient satisfaction data with search engines so that you can actually, when you type in the name of a hospital and a search engine, actually pull up the patient satisfaction rating with that hospital relative to averages.
Sure.
Online games to help educate people about health and how to improve it. And just a ton of incredibly cool applications that HHS could never have come up with on its own, and that are being produced by innovators leveraging our data. But a vastly broader swath of innovation than would have happened if we tried to build those apps ourselves.